What attracted you to not only the U of I, but one of the most high-profile and high-expectation jobs in the field of higher education?
The challenge and the opportunity to serve. I'm just bowled over by the stature and the importance of the University of Illinois. It's a great educational institution, and the opportunity to serve in the years ahead as its president is irresistible to me. It's a tremendous honor.
Everybody knows about the rivalry between Michigan and Illinois in athletics and even in academics. Where do you see the U of I in comparison to other peers? And who are our peers? Who should the U of I's peers be in higher education?
Well, the University of Illinois in Urbana is one of the world's great universities, great stature, highly ranked, and it more than holds its own among the best public universities and private universities. So, you know, the university is a product of 135 years of very hard work by thousands and thousands of people, and I think it's I think that the reach of the University of Illinois in terms of the academic disciplines covered, the tremendous contributions that have been made in science and technology and engineering, the strength in the humanities and the arts, the quality of the professional schools, all this accomplishment is what has produced such a great university, a great campus in Urbana. And I also have to say that the three campus makeup of the University of Illinois, Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, is one of the real attractions to me. What I've said is that everything I love about higher education, the University of Illinois does on a large scale and does with excellence. I believe deeply in the power of education. I think that educating first-generation college students is one of the most important missions for any institution, and I also think that doing world-class research is critical to be a great institution. I love the fact that we run a major medical center. I think the public affairs focus of the campus in Springfield and its leadership in online education is terrific. So it's really the panorama of the University of Illinois that is so impressive to me.
You come from the field of business education and mm-hmm. business administration. Some may look at that and be concerned about maybe a bottom line approach. How do you see the job as president in terms of balancing, the bottom line with academics?
You know, I probably understand better than almost anybody that a university has business dimensions, but at its core, it's not a business. I know the difference because I know both business organizations and universities. Universities are very, very special organizations. They play a vital role in society. There are university values in terms of intellectual inquiry, in terms of open and honest debate, in terms of being communities of diverse individuals. The shared governance of a university. I mean, these are very different values than corporate values. So while I believe that the business-like aspects of the university need to be handled well, that's not fundamentally what we're about at the university. I think that colleagues of mine here at the University of Michigan, in the arts and humanities in particular, because they tend to be the most concerned about, a business background, I think they'll find that, I think they have found that I have the deepest appreciation of the most important values of the university. I embrace them as a leader, and I put them front and center in my approach to leadership.
Yeah, one of the highest profiles thing that a president will do is to deal with those who hold the purse strings in state government and elsewhere. How do you plan or hope to deal with lawmakers and others to maintain and expand the university?
I think one of the most important roles of the president is the care and feeding of the institution, and that means resources. Resources aren't the only requirement for greatness, but they are a requirement for greatness. And it's clear to me that the prosperity of the state of Illinois and the people of Illinois it has been and continues to be completely intertwined with the contributions, the education and research and service contributions of the University of Illinois. And so I think that I can successfully make the case to the representatives of the people of Illinois that continuing to invest in the University of Illinois will be a very wise investment, as it has been for 135 years, and that we will do more than our end of the bargain when it comes to performing well, running an efficient organization, doing a great job educating the citizens of Illinois and others, and being an engine of economic development. So I look forward to that. And in fact, I began my day today by putting in phone calls to the governor and other leaders of the city, of the state, and I'm going to be calling the mayors and beginning to introduce myself, and then I'll be meeting with them in person.
You mentioned in your introductory comments when you were selected that you want to maintain and help to build the diversity of the campuses. The University of Michigan was at the center of a court case that involved affirmative action, how colleges can work on minority enrollment. This year at UIUC, at least, minority enrollment is down. How do you maintain and encourage enrollment of minorities within all the new guidelines?
Well, I've come to believe through my own experience as a faculty member in the classroom, through my research and through my leadership work, that having a very diverse group of human beings who share talent, you know, all talented people and have a great sense of mission about their work is vital to being a great university. Diversity contributes tremendously to the educational experience of all. And so I think it's important that we maintain and develop a diverse community, including a diverse student body. My experience has been that when you want anything in your community, in terms of talent, whether it's a very specialized faculty member who is tops in his or her field, or whether it's you know, the best students, the most outstanding students, or whether it's a more diverse student body, you have to go out and recruit it. You can't sit back. You have to recruit aggressively. Let people know that they're wanted and sought after. That they're going to be important and respected members of your community. And so I'll be interested to learn what our efforts are to recruit a diverse student body, and I'll want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to achieve that goal.
Something that must be asked, and something I'm sure you have been asked many times in the last couple of weeks, where do you stand on the status of Chief Illiniwek as the UIUC symbol?
Well, it's one of many issues about which I need to learn more. I've mainly read a little bit in the press about it, and that's a good source, but it's not an adequate source. I understand the trustees have a process underway. I want to understand what that process is for addressing this matter. And I'll be joining it. So I have a lot to learn about it, and I intend to.
You still keep your University of Michigan basketball tickets, or which school will you be watching this year?
I loaded up with orange and blue over the last few days, and my loyalties are with the Illini.
Thank you very much.